playing an offense with a new quarterback. I guess he's had one game. How much can you get from that one game of film? And do you think they change much because of it, or are they just, you know, they run what they run?
They do a good job. They do a good job forming game plans, and it can be slightly different personnel group wise. They change their personnel and run the same plays. And Brady's had experience with the coordinator and the head coach before, so it hasn't changed much with him.
So what do you see for him against Tampa Bay, which is a tough game, I guess?
He functioned in the offense well. You know, Tampa Bay made some pretty good plays on the football, you know, and got some bounces, and that's what you do. Tips and overthrows is how you get interceptions. They got a couple of those. And he does know the offense, and it looks like he's running the offense efficiently.
Jamaal Charles was a good running back in college, but he's really blossomed as a professional in Kansas City. What makes him so good, and what makes their running game so good?
He's really fast. The offensive line does a good job of working together. They do a good job of figuring out where you are and working together to get on guys and push them either past the hole or around them. And Jamaal trusts his linemen. He's fast, and he can slip through a little crack. So they do a good job of working together. That offensive line, traditionally and over the years, they do a good job.
How do you guys handle defensive line substitutions? They throw their hand up if they need a down kind of thing? Or is there like a set rotation that you use? Or how much of it's flexible?
It's talked about, flexible, by situation, by personnel group. The answer is all of the above.
Yeah.
Anytime we need to do anything, we can. We built it that way. We've built it that way from day one. If you remember Coach Allen and myself saying the best way to play defensive line is to get a whole bunch of them, keep them fresh, roll them in, and go from there. We've gotten better at that as we've gone through, both players making more plays and the guys working together.
What's your impression of Miles Burris and his progress with the team?
Miles loves contact and loves football, like we've said from day one. And the guys respond to him because when he makes a mistake, he really wants to know how to get it right, and rarely does he repeat the mistake. Even in the game last week, he was a little shallow on a drop early in the game, on a pass drop early in the game. The next time he gets underneath it, forces the ball high, and Mike Huff knocks the ball away. The same type feel he corrects 10 plays later. Those are the things that number one, make you a great teammate and a great player, because it's not perfect all the time the first time, but you can get it right as you continue through, and Miles is doing that.
Heading into the beginning of the year, did you think he was going to be this good this early, or did you have in the back of your mind that let's hope he's good enough up until this point now to where we get Curry back?
You don't know as a rookie, because they're stepping. What did I think? I thought Miles was a football player, and I was very excited when he was still on the board when we were drafting that he was there with that pick, because I wasn't sure he was going to be. So, and we liked his position flexibility, and we liked how when you turned on the college film, it's the same thing you see now. He is chasing the football. He loves it. And when you do that, those are guys you're excited for. Those are guys you want to build around, and those are the guys where you go, well, you know what? I don't know if he's going to do it or not, but I bet he does.
Can one guy like that and like Lamar, who's kind of the same kind of thing in terms of always chasing down the ball, can they infect the rest of the defense, or are guys that are not inclined to do it usually just not going to do it?
No, it's. I mean, I answered one question here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's 11 guys' job to run the ball. That is defensive football, and that's great defensive football. You got to search, hunt, whatever word you prefer, the football. That's your job. And that's what great defenses do. So when a guy makes a great hustle play, though, which Lamar's made a couple already, Miles has made some, Phil, okay, our safeties. I mean, I'm just naming a few.
Yeah.
There's other guys to make. Hosilio has made a few. It does. The more and more you make of those plays, it does become infectious, and that's what gets defenses rolling. So is it infectious? Yes, it is, and that's where we want to go.
How's Curry looking out here?
Curry's moving around well. Curry's moving around. He's improved each week. He's improved each week.
Is he better than you expected, or did you have any idea where he was kind of physically before he came out here?
You know, I'm just watching him day by day and hoping to help him get where he needs to get to help us. Mm-hmm. And so I really just watch him, help him. He's done a good job studying. And so just mentally and physically hoping he can help us whenever, you know, Coach Allen and Reggie make that decision.
How much of it is his
conditioning and how much of it is just getting up to speed with your defense?
He's handled the defensive stuff pretty well. He's handled the defensive calls pretty well. He, you know, the only way to get better at football is playing football. The only way to get in football shape is moving around. So I like this rule's been good since they've had it in that these guys get a period where they can work with the team before just being thrown in. Because 1 week of practice before you go into live bullets can be pretty crazy.
How do you manage that, knowing that, okay, he's probably not going to be available this week. I've got to get my other guys the reps that they need. I still want to get him in a little bit. I'm using mainly on the scout team.
He takes reps in both phases. But, yes, you have to manage it. You say, okay, how many scout team reps is he going to get? How many defense? Where can we get him in to start getting in the defensive reps? And he's done a good job with both.
So do it. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.